You're listening to The Zesty Garden. I'm your host, Brian Earle, and this is our Tasty Trek segment with Darla and Michelle. Darla Bentley is a travel agent and specializing in culinary food travel, and Michelle De Lacerda is an online food blogger. And today we're going to talk about the farmers market, and there are plenty of them around the state. Of course, Salt Lake is the largest one, but the Logan one is the second largest. In my case, when I go, I just like to wander around and look. And I don't necessarily go with anything in mind, although sometimes I'll think, okay, I want to purchase this particular product. Usually it'll be greens or something, but this time of year I've got greens, so I don't usually worry about that and just like to wander around. So how do you approach a gardener's market or farmer's market?
I like to have in mind what's going to be in season and have in mind what I want to cook with those items. Now, sometimes you just wander in and you see, there's a whole bunch of beautiful red tomatoes and I want to make a sauce and put that in jars and end up purchasing a whole bunch of tomatoes. And sometimes I go in and I don't find anything at all. And then I alter my menu for the week. But basically going in with an open mind, having an idea or a clue of what's going to be before you in regards to produce, and then just winging it. That's the best way to do it. Sometimes it's fun to just wander and look and dream and buy a few things. And sometimes you just want to go purchase some things and have a great weekend of cooking.
Well, I know there are sometimes things that pop up that you weren't expecting, like, oh, I didn't know those were on yet. So let me get a few of those and see what we can come up with when we get home.
Exactly.
So as far as looking for freshness, how do you tell with what you're purchasing is going to be, it's going to last a little bit or be fresh?
It depends when it was picked. And don't be afraid to ask.
You can ask him if he grew them himself or if he purchased them from another vendor, because there are a few farmers markets that allow the vendor to bring in produce that they themselves didn't grow. Ours here in Logan, that's against the rules. So all the vendors have grown their own items. But if you ask them when they picked, is kind of iffy.
Oh, I always ask. I must offend a lot of people. I always say, oh, when did you pick these? So I know when to cook them.
Because I have personally seen and heard many customers come up to them. Did you pick this fresh this morning? Of course they did not pick it fresh this morning. The markets open early. They have to set
up
their
booth.
Unless
they've been up all night. You know.
Exactly. So they've been picked probably the day before, sometimes 2 days before, depending on what that vendor schedule is like. They are fresh, yes, but usually not picked that morning. So go ahead and ask, but do not ask if they picked them fresh for you that morning, because they'll just want to slap you, I think.
Okay. So how do you tell? So like herbs, for instance. Are they going to be kept in ice to keep them a little bit more fresh, or?
I have never seen any of the herbs that I have purchased on ice. They're usually in little baggies ready mm-hmm. for me to go. I'm sure they've been chilled or somehow okay. preserved, because we all know herbs are the first. They wilt quickly. They usually need to be kept in water and different things like that. But I have always just found them pre-portioned out in little baggies ready to grab. Unless it's like parsley or cilantro, then those are in the big bunches like you would find at the grocery store, but your smaller things are just usually portioned out, like chives.
It's nice usually because at most of these places, the food vendors, as far as produce, are pretty much all together. You don't have to wander around trying to find them. What do you look for when you go through?
I actually look for herbs a lot, often any herbs that I may not be growing in my home. I love the anything that's in season, basically whatever's in season. If something's come out early, I grab it up because it's fun to use as soon as it comes out.
Do you have any tricks of the trade, as it were, when you go to a gardener's market, a farmer's market? What makes it an easier experience?
Taking a basket and making sure I actually bring a cooler with me, and you can put ice in it, and then I put a layer of something over the ice, whether it's plastic or something like that,
so you don't want to set it
right on the ice,
yeah.
And just keep things cool, because I do live a little ways out, and sometimes I don't go home right away, so I bring a cooler. Some things you don't have to do that with, but yeah, so they don't ripen too quickly.
Okay. I would recommend making sure you bring your own bags. Some of the vendors will provide you with their local grocery market bag, you know, from their own personal shopping. They'll collect them and put your stuff in one, but it's easier and more convenient for everybody involved if you just bring your own totes, whether you want to bring your own plastic sacks or if you've got a nice wooden basket or however you choose to do it, but bring your own. If you do use those reusable grocery sacks, make sure you wash them frequently, though, because a lot of germs and bacteria and things grow in those, and you don't want to contaminate your fresh stuff.
Well, and usually most of the produce that you get has been pre-washed, like the greens, I would imagine.
Sometimes. I've come home to clean my salad greens and had little worms pop out and all sorts of things. So have fresh, clean totes and then clean your produce anyway. Whether you bought it at the grocery store or the farmer's market, it's a good idea to clean your produce.
Okay. One of the things that I've noticed that when I go, I need to make sure I have smaller bills.
Yes.
That and I've sold at a farmer's market before, and somebody, when you get like four or five $20 bills in a row and all they're getting is a couple of dollars worth of stuff, it's like the change goes really quick. So I know from a vendor standpoint, I appreciate having smaller bills, but I think it's also easier for me as a customer to purchase things that way. Do you find that the same?
Yes, I would recommend having, you know, ones and fives and actually some change, quarters, because, for example, I love to buy different varieties of garlic and they're 50 cents, 75 cents. And because there's always those people that just run by the ATM and grab a 20 and clean out the vendor of their change, they're usually very excited when I give them exact change or close to, you know, it's 75 cents, I give them a buck, they have to give me a quarter. It makes the transaction quicker because usually the booths are busy, they want to get people their produce and move along. If you know you're going to purchase a lot at a particular booth, having a 10 is fine. Even if you don't have cash, a lot of markets these days have booths where you can go and swipe your card and they'll give you tokens to use. So if you're one of those, I'm guilty of being one of these people who forget to get my cash. And so I'm grateful that our local Cache Valley Gardeners Market has a booth where I can go swipe my card and get $20 worth of tokens, and those I can use anywhere in the market. Additionally, if you're on food stamps or EBT, a lot of markets these days are taking those cards as well. Same process as the tokens for your debit card or credit card. It's just a different machine and a different colored token, and you are able to buy your fresh produce using those. But check your personal market before you try and use your debit card or EBT card. Make sure they
accept
those.
You can go to UAH.org, which is Utahns Against Hunger. UAH.org gives you that information, which markets allow that as far as vendors, too. It's very specific. You can buy anything. You can even buy plants to grow, seeds, things like that with the EBT card. You cannot buy anything that's prepared, anything alcoholic, pet foods, vitamins. You can't purchase anything that's non-edible.
Correct.
With that. But that is a great service.
Do you ever find items that you don't know what they are? To me, it's like the gardener's market would be the best place to explore new things.
Exactly.
So what have you found at a gardener's market that you got all excited about once you got home, figured out what it was and used it?
Well, actually, it wasn't at a gardener's market, but at a farmer's home when I was purchasing things from him. It was garlic scapes. I didn't know what they were. I am in love with garlic scapes.
Pesto.
They're my favorite, too. That was the one saw them at a farmer's market one time and didn't know what they were.
And they're beautiful.
They're wonderful.
They are, and they taste fabulous. I got mine at Larry's Family Farm, but I know that they have them, you know, at a lot of the gardener's markets. It's so much fun to find something that you look at and you think, gosh, I've never seen this before, which is unusual when you do cook and you garden. It's unusual to find something that you've never seen before, and so it's exciting to try it and use it.
And don't be afraid to talk to the vendor, the farmer himself, and say, what is this? How do I use this? How do I store it? How do I keep it fresh? He or she is going to be a wealth of information because obviously they're growing this product. They know how to use it. I wouldn't have that conversation if the booth is completely busy. Purchase your item and then come back and maybe towards closing, have a longer conversation with them. Or if you're an early bird and it's not busy, then go ahead and engage them in conversation at that time. But your vendor, your farmer is going to love to have that conversation. They want to get to know you. They want to know who's taking their produce and how they're going to use it. They want that connection to the community. That's why they're selling it at a gardener or farmer's market. And so they're a wealth of information. So be bold. Find something that's different that you haven't seen at your local grocery store and give it a try.
I'm guessing that you need to, it's better to go earlier than later.
It depends.
Absolutely. Well, she's right. Absolutely. For me personally, because I like to go when it's cooler and it.
And you have more selection.
And there's more selection and there's less people. So.
Yeah. First thing in the morning, you're going to have the greater selection. You're going to have the choice things to pick through. But there will be no bargaining, no haggling, no negotiating a price. Come towards the end, your supply is limited, but you're more than likely going to get something for a better deal because that person does not want to take it back home. They want to get rid of it. They're about to break down their booth and they still got this product. They're open.
They want to move it.
They're open for negotiation. So if you're pinching your pennies and you're willing to just risk it and get whatever's left, then save it for the end. But if you're your heart set on something that you want to make, then you need to get there early and get those while they have them.
As a vendor with the Logan Iris Society, when we sell our iris rhizomes, we do pretty well. But then we get to that end, and I'm looking at all these iris that are still here, and we do a grab bag, just to clear them out because again, we don't want to take them back, and we just assume people will be able to plant them and do something with them. So I completely understand that.
I've shown up at all times of the market, from right when they're opening to right before they're closing, and. For me, it just depends on what I'm trying to do. If I'm just open to whatever, because that's how I like to cook. I'm like, okay, what do I got? What can we play with? So I kind of like the approach of whatever's available. Let's see how creative I can get. And more often than not, when I go to get those items that they don't want to bring home, I'll purchase for the regular price. And then all of a sudden, a second one just gets tossed in, you know, so it becomes a buy one, get one free type of situation. But really, it's up to you. Go from the beginning to the end and just enjoy the whole day.
I'm guessing you don't want the vendors don't want people to touch the produce.
It's not the best practice to overly fondle the items. You know, we are tactile people, so saying don't do it, I'm not going to tell you to do that because I'm guilty. I touch stuff, but don't overly handle it because you're not the only one. If you're going to buy that one, well, then do as you please. But pick it up, gently inspect it, make sure it's what you want, and set it back down gently if it's not. Otherwise, look with your eyes, not with your hands.
Do you have your favorite markets that you like to go to? Have you been? I really haven't been to too many others. Logan is a pretty good-sized one, and they have a lot more than just produce. I mean, there's... prepared food vendors. Oh, I'm thinking of a certain pie I would just love to have right now. But that's the fun part is each time you go, it's a little bit different because the produce is different and what's in season happens to be a little bit different.
Yes, our farmers market, while they have the fresh meats and eggs and produce, they have many artisanal items. We've got jams and vinegars and hummus and baked goods, cheeses. We have
wonderful cheeses.
And she gives samples and I love that. There's more than just locally grown produce. There's locally made products, which are wonderful to get at the market.
What are the vendors required? What regulations are guiding them? Do they have to have food handlers permits? What protection is there for the buyer that things are being presented in a healthy fashion?
Food handlers permits, I was actually reading about this last night, that the gardeners markets typically require a food handlers permit. That doesn't mean they all do. It depends on the size. I know where I live, we have a little square and the farmers bring things, and I can imagine they don't have a food handlers permit. But at the more reputable ones, that would be a typical requirement. They are not required to have grown the produce themselves, except for at... The the Cache Valley Gardeners Market, that is one of the rules that isn't a rule across the board. So that, you know, it's okay to ask, did you grow this? So that you know. That does happen often. And then where is it from? Questions like that are certainly, you can certainly follow with. However, beyond that, there's not a lot of rules typically. When I was looking for the rules and I was, you know, I want to know these things for my own information, I didn't find a lot of those. So have a conversation with that vendor and find out as much as you can about what you're purchasing.
I think if they're a business, they're going to have some sort of licensing and food safety. If they're not just selling their product at the market, but it's available elsewhere, there's going to be different laws in
place for
that.
Especially with prepared food, you've got to be able to have. Yeah, and the health inspectors from the state do come around.
Yes.
And check things
and
out.
And prepared food is definitely on a whole different level.
Yeah.
The
produce that you grow at the market, that's a different thing. But if you're the pie person or the jam person, then you have food handlers. We participated in a different show over the holidays, and we served food, and we needed to have our food handler's permit to do that. So,
I know I have my favorites. There's a certain lemonade. I don't know if they still do it or not anymore, but you get different things. Like I've never had watermelon lemonade, for instance, and it was really good. And you get to discover these nice little things. What are your favorite things to do or to find at the market?
I like the entertainment. I love when the markets have little jam sessions and people sit around on the grass and listen to the music. I thoroughly enjoy the art. I'm not just there for the produce. One of my favorite markets of all time is the market in Ogden, the 25th Street, the historical district. It's so much fun. It's this full sensory experience, sounds and smells and prepared food and non-prepared food and just a ton of ideas, art sitting out on the sidewalk that you can purchase. It's so much fun.
Michelle, have you got a favorite?
I like the prepared food people. There's a bread company who always gives delicious samples, and they always have this balsamic dipping sauce that goes with it. I've been known to lap it once or twice or four times to make sure I made a small meal out of it. I like the actual food booths, you know, buying my tacos, my tortas, the tamales. I haven't seen our tamale person there for, I think, the last two markets, and I still, every time I go, hope that they are there. And I haven't seen them in a while. But those are some of the best tamales I've had.
You do. You get your favorites.
Yeah. I miss
them.
And then
you buy extra.
If you're listening, Tamale Maker, please come back.
Yes, please come back. We miss you.
It's a community experience.
It is.
It's a way to have all different aspects of your community all in one place.
I have jewelry that I have, some of my most favorite pieces of jewelry I've purchased at the Cache Valley Gardeners Market. I have art in my home that I've purchased there. My daughter has toys.
Our daughters get their face painted together.
Yes, they do. My daughter is not a leave the house person. She's a big homebody. There's a few motivating factors to get her out of the house. And when it's farmer's market season, face painting.
So it's an experience for the whole family.
It is. It is a wonderful experience. You can be entertained with music. They have our local one here in Cache Valley. They have a couple kids' days where they have crafts and different things that they do for the children. And so it really is a family affair.
And even in Cache Valley, there's one, two, at least three markets that I know of. North Logan is opening up a market this year. They're calling it the 25th Street Market. There's I don't know if Paradise still has one going or not. There's the one in Richmond that's at Rock Hill Creamery. Mm-hmm. And I sold some apples there last year, and it's not very big. But
does Hiram still have one?
I don't know if Hiram does, but the one up there was just very, it was very personal. It was very easy to go to as a vendor, but it was a less hurried atmosphere than sometimes you can get at some of the larger markets. So I think if you've got one close by, you might as well check it out, being right there.
And if you want to go and spend some time in Bear Lake, the Garden City Market is so much fun and smaller.
I need to check that one out. That would be a fun day trip.
It's a lot of fun. I have a favorite vendor there, too.
There's one in Joseph in the Richfield area. That's a Wildland Nursery. And besides the produce, of course, they're selling native and drought-tolerant plants. You find a lot of things you didn't think you'd really want. And then, whoa, I never thought of that. Let's get some of those. So when you're at the gardener's market, can you get your own produce to grow at home?
Absolutely. At the beginning of the season, early on, they have seeds or they have plants that you can just remove from the little pots that they come in and put right into the ground, and they're started for you. Some even have little tiny peppers already growing. It's actually how I start my garden every year. I pick up some plants of things I want to have in pots because I live in a small home, and voila, my garden has been started for me.
Are they typically more heirloom varieties that you've seen?
They are. And the seedlings are, in my mind, when you purchase a seedling rather than plant the seed itself, for me personally, they tend to live. they tend to be a little hardier. And I appreciate that they've, you know, you can even ask them where they got the seeds, what kind they use, what do they like, how do you plant it. You can ask so many questions. They're a wealth of information, the vendors, and as long as they're not overwhelmingly busy, they really enjoy the conversation.
And then I would imagine after you've purchased everything, you don't want to just drive around town and do other stuff. You want to get back home quickly and get those plants or the produce out of your vehicle so they don't end up getting overheated. And
exactly.
Then,
yes.
And plants are only available at the beginning of the farmer's market season. After a few weeks, they're gone because it's too late. But if you're there to get your plants, to get your garden started, you know that you're going to get them and you're going home. You need to get them tended to immediately.
Now, we need to make sure that we mention that the Cache Valley Gardeners Market is in a new location this year. Mm-hmm. It's no longer at the fairgrounds area, but it's moved to the county courthouse.
It is at 199 North Main Street. It's the historic building on the corner.
Well, this has been a great conversation about farmers markets. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Zesty Garden. It's The Tasty Trek with Darla and Michelle. Darla Bentley is a travel agent specializing in culinary food travel, and Michelle De La Serta is an online food blogger.